Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
And away we go, hour number 3 of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Antonio Daniels, and I'm not just saying this because he's joining us, he's one of the best basketball analysts in the country. Quite frankly, he should be in the booth with Mike Breen doing these games on ESPN. And he's kind enough to join us right now on the show as a recap the Celtics and the Pacers game, one of the Eastern Conference Finals from last night, and get you set for the Western Conference Final that does commence this evening. With the Dallas Mavericks, obviously, with Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So the sensation that is Anthony Edwards. Antonio Daniels, my friend, how you been?
I'm blessed, Zach. How you doing, brother? Well, I appreciate your kind words, man.
Well, it's just true. Like, I don't know how much you want to talk about this, and I love Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson when they were together. Nothing against, well, I have a little bit against J.J. Redick, but so I can't say nothing against J.J. Redick, and then you have Doris Burke. Breen's great. It just doesn't feel like a crew that should be calling the Eastern Conference Final. It just didn't have a big-time feel last night is what I thought.
Well, for me, I think Doris Burke's great. I think J.J. Redick is great, and I have all the love in the world for Mike Breen. I don't have an issue with it. I know when you have when you're accustomed to a booth with Mark Jackson and Van Gundy and Mike Breen, and that's no longer there. It's hard to replace. You know, we keep hearing on TNT, this is the last year for Inside the NBA. You know, and if that's the case, can anything replace that? You know, it's very, very tough to replace something that you're accustomed to. And we were accustomed to hearing the booth with Breen and Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. But, I mean, you know, Doris Burke and J.J. Redick and Mike Breen, you know, I think it just, especially for Doris Burke and J.J. Redick, Mike Breen's a fixture.
Yeah.
It just takes time to develop that symmetry that those guys took time to develop that we got accustomed to.
Do you think, by the way, because we already saw Doc leave that booth, it kind of feels like J.J. Redick's going to be the next coach of the Lakers. Like, that's just how I feel what's going to play on out. Who do you think will be coaching the Lakers next year?
I don't know. I mean, for me, it comes down to what are the Lakers looking for? For me, what are they looking for? I honestly,
I don't think anyone has a damn clue.
But for me, Zach, and we've discussed this on our SiriusXM show, is it a good idea to hire a rookie head coach into a championship or bust scenario? Is that a good idea? Bringing Adrian Griffin into Milwaukee was unfair to Adrian Griffin, right? Bringing Darvin Ham into the Lakers was unfair to Darvin Ham because no matter what the expectation is, they can't meet it. Because there's an amount of grace that's given to coaches with a championship resume. Example, Adrian Griffin won 70% of his games and got fired. But Doc Rivers comes in with the championship pedigree because he won a championship with the Celtics. Now is viewed different, even though he did not have the same success that Adrian Griffin experienced. It's just seen as different for whatever reason. I don't know what the Lakers are looking for. So the question I would ask you, Zach, is What is their identity? Offensive or defensive?
It's a great question. I think their identity is outside of the coaching search, whatever LeBron wants this offseason. Because I think LeBron's coming back. Davis is going to be there. They'll try to go get Donovan Mitchell. I don't think the Cavs are going to trade him to the Lakers, but I think that they're tied to LeBron still as long as he still wants to be there. So whatever LeBron wants to do, but then it doesn't make sense why LeBron's not picking the coach, supposedly.
Okay, so if that's the case, right? If their identity is what LeBron wants their identity to be, then how can they make the correct hire? Right? James Borrego, who was in New Orleans this past year, is a great offensive mind. A great offensive mind. Very knowledge. You saw what he did in Charlotte with his time in Charlotte, improving that team every year that he was there. Coming to New Orleans this year, being the associate head coach behind Willie Green. You see what he did with the offense this year. If you're not looking for an offensive coach and you're not looking for a defensive coach and you don't have an identity, what exactly are you looking for, or who, should I say, are you looking for to become the next leader of the Los Angeles Lakers? Difficult question.
The other thing that I'll say, and I know it can't with the CBA, and I'll get a bunch of people that will always tweet me this, it's almost like LeBron should just be the player coach and coach the team. I know it can't happen, but that's just the way that I kind of feel this should all play out.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the – you could say that for a lot of teams. You could say that for a lot of teams.
Suns,
you
Durant.
This is a star-driven league, and I don't mean this in disrespect to coaches, because I feel like a lot of coaches, regardless of the situation, they're swimming upstream, right? When Adrian Griffin got fired, for me, that's on Damian Lillard and that's on Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Agreed.
You know, when those guys get fired. When Darvin Ham gets fired, that's on LeBron James and that's on Anthony Davis. This is a player-empowered league. Does Frank Vogel get fired if Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal really want him there? Does that happen?
Absolutely.
Probably not. Right. So players have to have some accountability in this whole thing. But on the other side, how much do players actually want to be held accountable?
They don't. That's my question. And that's the biggest problem. It's like Kevin Durant, we know him and Booker are the reason why Vogel's no longer the coach. You know, even Darvin Ham with the Lakers, it's LeBron didn't want him anymore. Anthony Davis didn't want him anymore. And you never hear that side. It's like, oh, I don't make the decision, when we know down deep, LeBron pretty much runs the Lakers and Kevin Durant runs the Suns.
Right. So for me, if I'm interviewing to be a coach, if I'm interviewing to be a head coach, I need to know that I have the backing of the front office. Right? Organizational chemistry is so incredibly important.
Well, that's why you take a 5-year contract, Antonio.
For sure. 100%. But I also need to know that if my star player wants to challenge a call and I don't agree with him, that I'm not going to get fired because I chose not to challenge. I need to know that the front office has my back, right? As a coach, I'm going to have the back of my players. But that doesn't mean I'm going to acquiesce to everything that the players want. Because then I can't do my job to the best of my ability. My job is to coach. My job is to put you in a position to be successful. That doesn't mean that Frank Vogel, that doesn't mean that Darvin Ham, that doesn't mean that Adrian Griffin is going to do everything that appeases star players, though. And let's not confuse this here, Zach, because this is a star player conversation. Role players need not apply, right? We're not talking like if Malik Beasley goes to the front office and says, look, I don't want Adrian Griffin here. Like, yeah, that's not how it works. That's not how this whole thing works. So, Jared Vanderbilt, if he goes and says, I don't want Darvin Ham, that's not how this whole thing works. These are star player conversations we're having.
Well, I'll tell you who the perfect coach would have been. And it was funny because this was the one pushback they kind of gave a LeBron guy. It would have been Ty Lue. And it all goes back to that contract a few years ago. I think they only wanted to give him a 3-year deal. And he wanted a 4-year deal.
See?
He would still be the coach there if that was the case.
No question. And for me, that's a different case, because there's a difference between organizational chemistry and organizational arrogance, right? And I think what the Lakers practiced there was organizational arrogance. Almost saying like, you know, you're better. We don't need you if we don't need you. Like, no, yes, you do. Because Ty Lue is that good of a coach. And what you chose to do was not give him what he deserved. It's almost like free agent situations with players, you know, with Dallas, what they did with Jalen Brunson. right? Now he leaves, he goes somewhere else, and he blows up, knowing that he was the perfect fit right in there with Luka in the first place. So now you spent the last 2 years trying to replace Jalen Brunson with Kyrie Irving. There's a difference to me between organizational arrogance and organizational chemistry. And I felt that the Lakers have an organizational arrogance that's tough for any coach to come in and meet or exceed the expectation that is there.
Talking to Antonio Daniels, let's get to the game last night. I was disappointed in the fourth quarter because I thought Indiana just gagged away that game. And I know Tatum had a great overtime, and they'll get to the finals, the Celtics. They will definitely be in the finals. He's going to have to play a lot better than what he did. I know he redeemed himself in overtime, but he's going to have to play a lot better in the fourth quarter if that's a team that wants to beat whoever comes out of the Western Conference in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's watching that game yesterday, it felt like Boston was going to pull away, and then Indiana does what Indiana does. They show grit. They show fight. And they worked themselves back in the game. And they did everything they possibly could to get that game away, Zach. Everything that they possibly could to give that game away. They gave Jason Tatum an opportunity to redeem himself. Because like you said, in the fourth quarter, he wasn't there. Without that overtime period, we are having a completely different conversation today about the Boston Celtics. But there are a couple things that continue to happen. My thought, first thought, was Rick Carlisle has been put in this position a couple times in the postseason, right? Up three with you can do the clock. 15 seconds left, 18 seconds left, 20 seconds left. And certain coaches stand by this. Certain coaches will say, look, we're going to go ahead and play this out. We're going to play it out. Other coaches will say, we are going to foul. And it's come back to bite the Indiana Pacers a couple times this postseason already in choosing not to foul as opposed to allowing it to play itself out. And again, last night, obviously, along with a couple of inexperienced turnovers, that proved to be the difference in game one. And I tell you what, Zach, it is so hard. Like, it's amazing to me how much one game can make, how much of a difference one game can make. Because I feel like this is going to be very, very difficult for Indiana to recover from.
Absolutely.
Imagine the conversation we're having today if Indiana leads that series 1-0, as opposed to being down 1-0 the way they are.
So when Carlisle talks to the media last night, because I think he said he instructed Siakam to foul or the team to foul, but then because of the positioning, Siakam, he thought, then elected not to do so. Do you believe with what you were just saying, Carlisle actually saying he told his guys to foul?
Yes, because Carlisle's not the type to throw his guys under the bus. That's not his nature. That's not what Rick Carlisle does. If he comes on a post-game presser and says, you know what, I told guys to foul, but because of the positioning, when Jalen Brown caught that ball, Pascal Siakam didn't think that he could actually foul, then Rick Carlisle told his guys to foul. He did. I don't have a problem with that. We've seen Rick Carlisle not throw his guys under the bus, but publicly challenge his guys.
Sure.
Challenge his guys. And there's a difference between challenging guys and calling out guys publicly. Rick Carlisle does a fantastic job at challenging his guys. When you looked at game six against the New York Knicks, when he was asked what they needed to do to win, he said, you know what? We have to play harder like the Knicks are doing, and we have to rebound the basketball. That's a way of not calling your team out, but publicly challenging your guys to play harder and be better. And they responded in game six and also in game seven. So if Rick Carlisle told his guys to foul, I believe that he told his guys to foul because that's not in his nature.
What do you think happens in game two? Because you were kind of alluding to it. I kind of think, and the Celtics have struggled in the postseason in game twos. They're 0-2 so far. I think since they got away with one last night, you're going to see a different Celtics team in game two, and they'll go back to Indiana up 2-0.
I agree. But I tell you what, man, there is something that's not there with Boston right now. And it's not, I've been saying this all playoffs. You can look at the fact that they ran through the Miami Heat first round, right? They ran through the Cleveland Cavaliers second round. And yesterday they had a rough game one and still found a way to win. There is something to be said about this team. Execution-wise, that's missing. there's a lot of individual. There's a lot of one-on-one. You know, let's go one-on-one. It's a your turn, my turn scenario between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And that gets them into trouble. Their offense looks so difficult sometimes. I do agree with you, though. I think when you look at the way that game one went down, I have a hard time seeing Indiana respond and think that they can play any better than what they did last night in Boston and then win game two. I'm with you. I think it's 2-0 going back to Indiana.
Antonio Daniels, a great job, SiriusXM NBA Radio. So take the teammates out of this, just dynamic duos. You have Tatum and Brown. You have Haliburton and Siakam. You have Luka and Kyrie. And you have Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns. Who's the best remaining dynamic duo in the NBA playoffs?
Ooh. I know who it's between for me. It's between the two out of the Western Conference for me. I felt like Luka and Kyrie were the most dangerous coming in. Like, I felt like Dallas was the most dangerous team coming into the playoffs, especially in the West. Anthony Edwards has obviously taken another step. And, Carl, you know, for me, okay, I will say this. I'll say this. Out of all of them, I'm going with Kyrie and Luka.
I agree.
I'm going with Kyrie and Luka.
Because here's the thing. Luka, I think, is the best player pound for pound remaining in the postseason. So when you do it with the ones, that's how I go there. And then for the twos, Kyrie, the problem is, will he just be locked in? And he's locked in now. So he's a top 10 player when he's locked in.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Because he's got to remain locked in for 3-4 more weeks.
No, for me, it's not generally about Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree with you to a certain – here's the question I would ask you, Zach. You said Luka's the best player. Has Luka been the best player this postseason?
No, it's been Anthony Edwards.
Right. And that's it. Now, we're not talking about going all the way back to the second week of October in training camp. Because all that really matters is from the second week of the playoffs on. It's the second week of the season, the postseason on. You know, that's really all that matters. You know, it's
Because
that is a great question.
Because here's why. Like, no offense to Haliburton and Siakam, they're fourth. You could tell me, out of the other three, you could order them any way you want, 1, 2, and 3, and I'm not going to argue it. I put, yesterday when we did this question, Luka and Kyrie 1, and then I went Kat and Edwards 2.
That's what
and
I
then I put
do
Tatum
too.
And Brown 3.
Agreed. Because for me, it's the second week. Man.
We stumped you. It seems like you want to say Minnesota.
No, but for me, it's the second week of April on when you start looking at it. Because, and realistically speaking, Luka has not been that great in the postseason. He hasn't been that great in the postseason. He's had some good games here and there. He's been kind of up and down. When he leaves the officials alone, completely different basketball player. But in the postseason, that starts the second week of April up to now, the best player has been Anthony Edwards. It has been Anthony Edwards. I know for me, I have a different love for Kyrie Irving's game. He's one of the only guys in this league that if I wasn't blessed to do what I do now, that I would actually pay my hard-earned money to watch play. And him and Luka have figured some things out. You know, last year when Kyrie got traded there in February, it was a struggle to the point where people were questioning, oh, you know what, this can't work and all these other kind of things. Then they signed him, re-signed him in the summer. Contracts bring confidence. Now you have Kyrie Irving coming back into a situation with Luka. They done figured some things out. You know, whether they're on the floor together or staggered, they figured something out. I'm still going to go with those two. I think that's the most skilled backcourt in history. I'm comfortable saying that. If I can say on one hand that's the most skilled backcourt in history, I can definitely say they're first on that list 1 through 4.
Antonio Daniels, last thing I'll ask you. You know, obviously you're very optimistic about the Mavs. I can't crush you for that whatsoever. But when you look at this series, Mavs and Timberwolves, and the way that you've been hyping it up, who are you going with?
I'm going Minnesota. So I'm not as optimistic as you think. I'm optimistic on those two, that on that backcourt. But when I look at the way that the Minnesota Timberwolves are built, not just the size across the front line, the thing I feel like is so underrated about the Minnesota Timberwolves, a lot of credit goes to Rudy Gobert for being defensive player of the year and being the anchor of the number one defensive rated team. But the fact of the matter is, and we saw this when Rudy Gobert was absent from the birth of his child, they have excellent point of attack perimeter defenders.
Naz Reid's great.
Well, Anthony Edwards, it's a great defender, mm-hmm. right? Nickeil Alexander-Walker is a great defender. Jaden McDaniels is a great defender. When you have excellent point of attack perimeter defenders, and again, I don't mean to discredit Rudy Gobert, it makes his job a little bit easier. If you have guys that are quote-unquote traffic cones on the perimeter, it makes your job a lot tougher because now you constantly have to rim protect. Rudy Gobert doesn't have to rim protect like that, like he has in years past, because of the guys that he has on the perimeter. That was the difference. Jamal Murray struggled, right? Jamal Murray struggled against this Minnesota Timberwolves team. Why? Because they have excellent point of attack defenders. They're long, they're lengthy, they're athletic, and they have excellent defensive IQs. Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, they struggled against this Minnesota Timberwolves team. It wasn't because of Rudy Gobert. It's because they have excellent point of attack perimeter defenders. And now we're going on to Kyrie Irving and Luka. I'm interested to see the way this series is officiated, but I am going with the Minnesota Timberwolves for that reason. We can look at
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Rudy Gobert, defensive player of the year. But for me, it's about their point of attack perimeter defense that sets him apart, along with Rudy Gobert anchoring it.
He is the sensational Antonio Daniels. Make sure you listen to him weekdays on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Thanks so much, my friend. Always great to talk to you.
For sure, Zach. Appreciate you, brother.
You got it. There he is, Antonio Daniels. I could listen to him talk basketball all day, but if we kept on going, I think my bosses would have said, wow, you're way, 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 way late for a break. So we don't need to upset the bosses. We'll come on back.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.